Good morning, Mr. President.
Hello?
Good morning, Mr. President.
Is this the office of you?
This is I.
Well, listen, I'm very pleased to have been invited by you to be a part of the U.S. Council meeting for World Communications here, since I know that this gathering is a focal point for a number of important announcements. The American communications industry has repeatedly demonstrated our nation's technological and entrepreneurial leadership, and I'm very pleased to note that the spirit of private enterprise that's made our world leadership possible has at the same time demonstrated our national concern that world communications innovations should represent a force for economic prosperity and goodwill. In fact, something of that technology has appeared in this very call because I know you're utilizing a satellite, but also I'm calling it from Air Force One someplace out here between Washington and Chicago. I understand that the announcements of U.S. investments in world communications here projects range from large to the small and from the technical complexity of IBM's Caribbean Inter-Island Disaster Warning System to the simplicity of International Educational Exchange. And while we don't want to lose sight of the importance of the educational exchange and technical assistance investments, I'm pleased to see the extraordinary possibilities of the new technologies represented in the New York Teleport. The Teleport project represents the best kind of public-private partnership where the Port Authority of New York, the City of New York, the States of New York, and New Jersey, Merrill Lynch, and Western Union have all joined in creating a facility that will establish a communications gateway and permit vast new communications possibilities. And I'm pleased to see that the efforts of Roger Burton, Chairman of Merrill Lynch, Mayor Koch, the Port Authority of New York, all of you are to be commended for what you're doing. At this council meeting of the World Communications here, we should all be pleased that you've managed to combine your concern for world communications needs and for the nations and peoples who've historically been less fortunate with this introduction of another great American achievement. God bless you all, and thank you for letting me participate by this long-distance method.
Well, Mr. President, on behalf of the World Communications Year 83 Council, I want to thank you for your very, very encouraging words and certainly for demonstrating in a most effective way how communications do, in fact, bring us very close together. It's a great send-off for our meeting here at the White House, so we thank you again, Mr. President.
Well, have a good meeting.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.